Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head basketball coach for the women's basketball team here at Montana State University Billings. Coming off a tough road trip, seems like they all are, in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, losing at Western Oregon and St. Martin's. Of course, the St. Martin's team was the team that you beat at home to start the season. Not as much luck on the road. Western Oregon, a team that you saw for the first time. I'll just throw it out to you. Obviously, I didn't get to see the games. In general, how the girls play?
You know, we did a lot of really good things. In each game, we seemed to have about a 7 or 8 minute drought where we just couldn't get any offense going. And if we can avoid that, especially on the road, I think we would have been right in both of those games. But I saw a lot of good things, and I'm encouraged. Our lack of depth and just, you know, it is hurting us, but that's something that we're used to. We just don't have the number of bodies that normally we would have, and we just have to keep playing through that.
That's been kind of the issue with you, isn't it, lately? Even the games at home, we've had stretches where, you know, it was just even tough to buy a bucket. And I suspect that's where depth really comes in because, you know, you don't have the numbers of players to go to, you know, to find maybe that one hot hand that can maybe help you get out of that slump. Obviously, that's been a bit of an issue for you as of late.
It has, and, you know, it'll continue to be until we can be a little bit more consistent with that scoring, and I'm hoping fatigue just from our, you know, maybe our first six or seven players isn't a part of that, but if it is, we're just going to have to continue to play through it, and I think we will, and it's something that you don't need to tell them. I mean, they know that we're getting some shots that we normally will make, and hopefully down the road we will.
Yeah, these are obviously some very, very good shooters on this team, and at times they've shown that ability this year. Talk about playing in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on the road. We've talked about it before, you know, and of course we found out not exactly always easy to win at home in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference either, but particularly on the road, boy, these teams just really seem to do a good job of protecting their home court.
They do, you know. In our league, it's just like that. It has been for quite some time. It's a very good league from top to bottom. There's, you know, anybody can beat anybody mentality, and there's some very, very top teams in our region in the league. So, in order to win on the road, you're just going to have to play a complete game there. And rarely do teams win on the road in this league. So you just have to. Anytime you can get one, that's a really a feather to your cap.
Talk a little bit about Western Oregon. It's actually the first time you've seen Western Oregon this year. We'll get to see them here at Altura. What's the second time you saw St. Martin's? In terms of your first look at the Wolves, did you get pretty much what you expected out of them and things just didn't fall into place, or did they throw in some curves in there that maybe threw you off a bit?
No, they did really what we thought they would do. They have two really good players in Torlin, who's an all district player from last year, and then Zaylor, an all-conference player. They have great team speed, and they go 9 or 10 deep and really just keep a lot of pressure on you. We jumped out really well in that game. I think we were leading 19-11. Then we went on a really just a long drought towards the end of the first half. And other than that, the game was very competitive and close, and hopefully when they come here in a couple weeks, so we can find a way to beat them this time.
And that game will be coming up on February 27th. Before that time, though, three straight games before that at home, including Seattle Pacific coming up on Wednesday and Northwest Nazarene on Saturday. So some great competition coming into Altura Woods this week. We'll talk about this past week and the upcoming week on the next part of the Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. We've talked about the fact that depth is obviously an issue for your team right now. Very, very young team, no question about that, and nothing we can say is going to change that particular fact. When you take a look at this team right now in terms of those areas where you might be struggling a little bit, and realizing maybe sometimes it's tough to put the finger on just one or two things, but if there's one thing you could change right now that would bring you some success, what would that be, do you think?
Well, I don't think that's a, you know, something that you talk about. What we need to do over the next few games is we need to find a way to be play more consistent. We seem to have ebbs and flows within the game where we play really well for part of it, and then we just go on a cold stretch, and as me as the coach, I need to figure that out, whether it's rotations or philosophy out there, and so that doesn't happen, because if we can stay away from that, I think we have a good chance to be right with some of these elite teams and win a lot of games. It is a young team, and we have to be really careful with their confidence. Sometimes I think that maybe they should be farther along, but it just takes time, and they're playing together, and we've had some tough, difficult injuries to throw in there as well, and, you know, it's I can't fault their effort by any means. I coach really high-character student-athletes, and I know they're getting better. It just hopefully we can make a few more wins here in the near future.
When we talked about this team offensively, obviously the issues are shooting. Let's talk about this team from a defensive standpoint. Sometimes we don't really get to see that, just because we focus, at least from my standpoint, I'll be the first one to admit, focusing on the offensive numbers. From a defensive standpoint, how do you feel about where this team is along?
Well, one area that was a concern was rebounding, and I think even though we lack size, I think their effort has been there consistently. I think we can communicate better, and we can be a little bit more physical. One thing with that is when you lack a lot of depth, this league is really, it's a physical league. The referees let them play, let people play, and it takes its course over over the season. So we need to make sure that we defend better as a team. I think sometimes we focus a little bit too much on our own through our communication, and just as we get to play with each other more, I think that is improving. But there's some very good teams in the league with size and perimeter shooting both, and anytime you have that, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, height really has been, I think, coming into the season was a bit of an issue for you. I mean, your tallest player is Melissa Porter, and, of course, she's coming off a volleyball campaign, so she didn't get much playing time early in the year. She's starting to come around, I know, but height has just has been an issue from the beginning, but that doesn't seem to be what's really been a problem for this team. It seems like you've handled that as well as you possibly could.
Well, we don't just look at height as something that we need to recruit. We try to get a style of play, and we try to play up tempo and pressure defense, and you know, obviously it's a difficult thing when the person that spearheads that offense and it's designed around is Chantel, and she's not going to be there, so we've had to, you just can't go as fast as you used to, even if you want to. So Chantel was the best at creating shots for other teammates early in transition. Now we've had to kind of change our style a little bit because we just don't have that same attack. But that does not mean it can't still be effective. We're getting good shots. Our ball protection is a little bit better, although we still have too many unforced turnovers. And it's a little bit of it's youth and inexperience, but it's also my responsibility to bring that together. Pleased with the effort that they're doing, and I think we still have a chance to have some great games down the stretch here.
And we hope those great games will begin tomorrow on Wednesday against Seattle Pacific at 7 o'clock and the Northwest Nazarene on Saturday. We'll talk about those upcoming games on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Hoo-hot.
Hoo-hot?
That's right. Hoo-hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Hoo-hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Hoo-hot Mongolian grill. King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. You know, when I take a look at last year, I think the team that I was most impressed with that came into Altarowitz last year was Seattle Pacific. I mean, they just really, really put on a show. You play them on Wednesday night. I know you've already played them once this year in Seattle. I mean, you know, it really doesn't need to be said, but I'm going to ask you to say it anyway. Obviously, this is a team that brings an awful lot of talent to the floor.
Yeah, they're very good every year. They get a nice mixture of freshman recruits or to go with. They seem to always have two or three Division I transfers from the area, that, and Julie does a great job with them. It's a program that's been established for a long time, so we know that we will have our hands full. We played them very, very tough over there, just faded a little bit down the stretch. They have a lot of depth, and it'll be a great challenge. We're looking forward to the game. It's our Think Pink game. It's free admission that night for everybody, so it's a great chance to watch some good basketball. And we're, you know, part of the game is very important, but also to just have increased breast cancer awareness that evening.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. That is a very, very important thing, and looking forward to that. That, of course, is coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock against Seattle Pacific. And, boy, going to see a great Falcon team come in. And then on Saturday, Northwest Nazarene. This has always been a pretty good rival for Montana State Billings. Seems like the last couple of years, some good games between these two teams.
Yeah, they have an excellent team, very experienced. They start five senior starters. They went to the tournament a year ago. We were able to split with them last year down there. We played them a pretty good game, too. We just didn't make enough shots, but they bring in a very athletic team, and they're very well coached, so we're looking forward to that game, too.
I guess the obvious thing is when I ask you what's the keys to coming out of those games, you've talked about it. Just ask you to mention it again. Obviously, just putting together 40 good minutes of basketball, and against teams of this kind of caliber, I suppose there's just no room for error. You can't have those kind of slow spells that last for 5-6 minutes or what have you.
No, I think that's a good point. It needs to be consistent play throughout. Sure, they're going to have a run here or there, but it needs to be minimal, and we can't go through long periods of drought against these teams. We're going to have to be able to put the ball consistently in the basket, and if we do that, I think we have a great chance of winning.
All right, and that's coming up on Wednesday, Seattle Pacific at 7 o'clock here at Altarowitz, and then part of a doubleheader with the men's team. The women will play at 5:15 against Northwest Nazarene on Saturday. The men will follow at 7:30 against Seattle Pacific, part of a four-game stretch at home before the Montana State Billings women end up on the road against Western Washington and Central Washington. Kevin Wooden, best of luck this week.
Thank you, Ken.
In the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.